Blog Talk Radio.
To the sky!
Keep your head to the sky. Whoa, that was a heck of a note that Philip Bailey hit. That was, of course, the iconic group Earth, Wind, and Fire. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly, and it is my pleasure and honor to be here with you this evening to have another uncommon discourse where we bring you news and information. It's called, well, from around everywhere that we can gather it. And this evening we have a special, special guest. I know our listeners especially are going to enjoy, because whenever we have this special guest, and that's kind of a carrot not to mention his name for a few seconds, everyone gets excited and tunes in. So without further ado, we have Dr. Master Glenn Mendoza with us this evening. And of course, I know the majority of our listeners know exactly who Master Glenn is. For those who are new tuning in, just a quick little outline of Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. First of all, he is a medical doctor specializing in neonatal perinatal medicine, and well-renowned in that art and craft and science, developing the neonatal intensive care unit at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York. And he served as director there for over 21 years. And, of course, he is a astrology and astronomy specialist, expert, if I will, and I like to say, above all, he is a chronic healer, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. I know you often ask about that aspect of Master Glenn's expertise, and well, that's where his recognition as a master really does come in. So sit back, buckle up. We're going to have some exciting and interesting information and an opportunity for you this evening, especially to participate in something very special. So without further ado, Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, are you in studio? I believe you are.
Yes. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you very much. I know you've asked me to do that, but I just have a lot of stuff going on, but I really trying to squeeze whatever I can do for you and for your listeners. Let's just get on to it. Again, sure. I seem to come into your program by and large more or less during the moon. It looks like I'm the moon whisperer. So it's, actually on Friday, tomorrow at 5:35 in the morning, we're going to have the full moon, again, the monthly full moon. This one is now on Libra. We are on the month of Libra. What is actually Libra? For just a quick essence for some of you, Libra is basically those who are born from September 23 to, I believe, October 22nd. So Libra is basically, we're going to Libra. I should know. I've been married to Libra for 44 years, so I should know the Libra. The Libra is the sign of a balance, and you see the balance. It's one of the most balanced of all signs, and they have the sense of harmony. Their qualities are, number one, they're charming. My wife's name, if you translate it into Philippine language, it means charming. It's Marilag. By and large, they're charming. They're peaceful. They're sociable. They're idealistic. They're well-mannered. They're diplomats. By and large, they have the balance part. In large, they are the peacemakers. For those of you who know the peacemakers, they just want everybody to be at peace, and they have a tendency to harmonize people and situations. So those are the qualities of Libra, but although Libra is the sign of harmony and relationship, and they balance it. If you have a Libra, they want balance. They don't want drama. They don't want conflict. They will make ways to make it to harmonize things. So that is basically what Libra is. But I want to talk to you about Libra on something. So Libra is the sign of love because it's ruled by Venus. So it's a sign of love. It's a sign of beauty. Interestingly enough, it's the sign of money to some extent in relationships and law and the law as well. So by and large, right now we are Venus, as I said, rules Libra. And Taurus, another sign early on in the year. And both signs are related to money. So this time of the year, you realize that money is, I don't know, for some of you, there seem to be some attention toward money. Either money is hurting or money has to be moved, not only on a physical level, on a family level, but also on a global level. They want to be sure that on a global level there's self-sufficiency, there is food throughout the whole world, you know, that kind of thing. Then we have relationships. Libra rules is a sign of relationship, and it's a ruler of Venus. It's the planet of relationship. And interestingly enough, I just want to throw this to the audience. Venus is, there's a square to Uranus, okay? Venus is square to Uranus, which is another ruler of, higher ruler of Libra. Uranus is known to be the revolutionary, radical. So I just want to let you know, since it's square, it's not favorable. Relationship could be challenged sometimes in a drastic way, like a revolution way of your present life, present relationship. And I have seen that. On a global area, countries who have influenced by Libra, like Scandinavia, remember they're close to Ukraine, they're having some problems. Canada looks, it's a personality related to Libra, they're having problems with India. And I don't know much about London, although London seems to be the financial capital in some way of the world. They said they're having maybe some problems, but I never heard of that. There's a challenge to authority also in as far as Libra is concerned, because Venus rules a certain ray of the fifth ray, which is science or knowledge. And Uranus, remember I mentioned Uranus is a science also. It goes although it's revolutionary, it usually penetrates the hidden side of form, life. So sometimes you realize like science has been having some, they've been challenged now by other people, the big pharma, the government, the media, they seem to be also on the focus as far as that is concerned. So what do we do with all of this? We meditate. I think that's the bottom part. We have to meditate because through group meditation, we'll be able to tap into that strong energy or high energy of Libra itself. So that's what we wanted to do. We have a meditation at 8 o'clock tonight. You could go through fullmoonmeditation.us. It was actually we created that because of Daryl. Just want to let you know, because we want people to know what is happening, what are the signs. So it gives you I'd like to develop it since it's almost, how many years now, Daryl? 10? Maybe
10,
more?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, at least.
10 years. So we have to change that website to something more update, although astrology never changed. But Daryl, I saw the difficulty of people logging in, so you could go to fullmoonmeditation.us. What do? When we meditate during that, we get to tap the higher energies. What are higher energies? Anything positive, anything good. Do you understand? So anything good, anything positive, we tap into it and we use it. We use it for the good. We bless our family. This is energy. So during this time, you have peak energy time, You use that energy to bless our projects, to bless our homes, to bless our relationship, to bless our beauty, to bless our family, our workplace, our financial, our wealth, and our projects, intermediate and long-term as well as immediate. So that's the idea, getting the energy to use for us. And I'd like to encourage the people to join and be watchful, be mindful of the energy also. Looks like, as I mentioned, that there are Libra is very strong right now and seem to be influencing. I didn't believe it long time ago, although I've studied astrology for a long time. I thought the celestial body, they're so big and we're so small, I don't think it could influence us. But the more I've studied throughout the years, I realized this: there are influences of energies more than we know. Do you understand? We are just a small, a minute, not even minute, very, very small compared to the energies of our solar system, even a galaxy or even universe. And I have a feeling by God being God, you know, everywhere and anywhere, I think we do have influence of this planets in our daily lives. We just don't know it that much. I'm open for questions.
Wow. Woo. That was outrageous, and I can certainly resonate with the Libra spousal piece. I think we've always talked about we have that in common, so I understand that. My wife as well, a Libra. Very energetic. I don't know if you put dynamic in there somewhere, but that's a trait that I've seen in every Libra I've seen, including my wife and yours. Very dynamic.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's a word that's descriptive, but I know what I'm trying to say with that. It's as though they emanate energy in and of themselves, in a sense, from what I've seen. And so when you mentioned that, what do we do with all of this? We meditate on that, if I can coattail on that for our listeners, and in encouraging everyone, and I'm going to send a blast out right after we're done here, before the meditation starts, to all of those on my broadcast list, just to encourage them. The things, the attributes, those good attributes that Master Glenn referred to, we can embody those attributes. And boy, do we need more than ever much of those things that he spoke of. And I heard you speak of Ukraine relationship with Scandinavia and India and some of those other dichotomy type relationships.
Dichotomy.
Thank you. And so what perfect timing for these specific energies. Do we not need peace, socialization? Do we not need diplomatization, diplomats, harmony? It's a love sign. It's just so timely, you know, idealistic. I just think with everything going on and all the drama and trauma going on around Master Glenn, that maybe every sign, of course, has its wonderful attributes. It just seems that right now what Libra's bringing to the fore right now is so very much needed. I'm encouraging everyone. We need to meditate on these attributes more than ever before. There's so much strife and discontent and conflict that's going on, not just on an international, but even on a national level in our major cities and towns. And so I just think this is
can
a wonderful time.
Can I say something about that, Daryl?
Please, I please.
Can I say
would.
Something about that? I know there are energies that are. We've talked about this even during the pandemic. There are energies that are divisive. There are energies that are divisive. There are energies that are making us aside. We're actually being manipulated by social media to do that. In fact, I just want to let you know, Daryl, I attended a thing in Manhattan a week ago, I think, wherein people are looking at misinformation and disinformation. Say, for example, I made a wrong thing about Libra. I made a wrong thing about astrology. That is misinformation. I did not mean that. But what they were saying was that the more difficulty is disinformation when there is intent to distract other people. That's what you're saying. But what mm-hmm. I'm trying to, that I interjected to you, to your audience, although we see this, let's always look for the good and focus on the positive. Do you understand? The energy is there. To me, the energy of negative is there for us to learn lessons from. And we cannot, you know, it's like the misery of what we become a harbinger of negative news or negative truths. But I just want to let your listeners focus on the good, look for the positive all the time. Right now, Daryl, we don't disagree, but you're my friend. I will respect our friend and our friendship, then we'll be friends. That's all. Done. Oh, I disagree with this one, but the good news was that, hey, listen, we were able to express our differences. Let's move on. You understand? That's what I was trying to interject. If we could just do the good and the positive.
I so Sorry. Much agree. It's so apropos. And just to, again, co-tell on what you're saying, that I don't believe it's even on a holistic level natural for everything to be alike. I think that it's that balance that's tying back to Libra that's so important, that you can't have hot without cold, you can't have up without down, and I'm oversimplifying it, of course. You can't have a left without a right. So there's a balance there, and I think it's just so important that we respect that. And it almost seems as though now, as you were mentioning, and social media plays a big role, well, that one side or the other, whether it's hot or cold, or hot is saying, no, don't disrespect cold, or cold is saying, no, hot is bad. Well, wait a minute now. It's always it's two sides to the coin. When does the heads – you know, can turn to the tail and say, no, the tail is bad, or when can the tail turn to the head and say, no, just because it's different. So I appreciate how you outlined that, Master Glenn, the way you said that we may have differences, but we can respect those differences. And so that is a concern that you've highlighted for me, that I'm seeing more and more of a disacknowledgement of differences, and it wasn't always that way, and I don't know if social media has something to do with that or just a different mindset that's evolved, but I do know that through meditation we can help curtail a lot of that, and I remember going back these 10 plus years when we started talking, and I remember a conversation, Master Glenn, we had, and I said, so, and we were talking about your global meditation, and I was saying, so there's strength in numbers. There's more energy when you have 100 coming together than there are if there's 10. Not that 10 isn't powerful and isn't good. And you said, yeah, naturally. Can you expound on that just a bit, sort of deja vu, about the benefit of broader numbers coming together in one accord in a meditation? The larger the numbers, the better if we're all towards one accord.
Yes. Thank you.
So can you speak to that?
The
benefit of having a greater numbers. Is there something to that?
Yes. What Daryl was saying was that there is a power in numbers. There is strength in numbers. Number two was that let's go back to what we just discussed. If we become negative about something, we cannot tolerate. There is such thing as righteous indignation, wherein it will we just don't tolerate it. But there are such thing also wherein, like in the age of Libra, wherein we could do harmonize. We could do harmonize. We could do practice loving kindness, and we could do more. And we could do it one person at a time, one soul at a time, one household at a time, one group at a time. Then it will, you see the problem, I don't know if, I know you're sometimes into the current issues, you're discussing the current issues that are affecting us. But look at one of the current issues that we have. We cannot trust a leader, yes or no? We cannot trust, yes or no?
What is this?
I cannot trust a leader. Is it unlike before? Yes, I know already. I know who I like to do. It is, but we don't trust a leader. We can't have a leader. And number one, the other one makes the other one look terrible. And what they're saying are bashing each other rather than something good. That's why I said, come on, we need somebody, we need a leader. I think we need a leader in this country that will just look for the positive rather than bashing and destroying others and just pointing out their negativities to me. That's how I look at it. Listen, we are a strong country. We are the most powerful country in the world, but that doesn't make us strong if we fight and kill each other. You know, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, until we get blind. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So
yes.
that's how I probably just look at it. In the advent of Libra, we need to mend relationships. You know, my relationship with you is important. Let's harmonize it. Let's blend it. Relationship with my sister, with my brother, I haven't talked for a long time. Let me mend it. You know, rather than bitching and moaning, can I say that on radio?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. It's legitimate. And it's true. If that's where I was mentioning the power in the numbers to negate some of that. I can remember, and I mentioned this from time to time on the air, that one of my relatives, many moons ago, rest in peace, Unc, had shared with me, and it was just kind of a metaphor, and he was a farmer growing up, and I went to visit him. And my wife and I, and I just admired his grass. Looked like a golf course. It was just so beautiful. And I had been trying to get my lawn together for a month or so or more, and I was just having struggles with it. And I was reading and doing all the things I thought was right to, you know, de-weed it and all of that. And I just said, Unc, I mean, gosh, how'd you get your grass like that? And he says, Daryl, let me tell you something about this. People always focus on the weeds. They're always focusing on, I got to get rid of the weeds. He says, you know, if you just keep growing and sowing good grass, yeah, just sow good grass. He says, it'll weed out the weeds. Don't focus on the weeds. You're putting too much energy on the weeds. You're giving it energy. He says, just focus
That's
on the good grass.
So, That's interesting you said that. You know, like we focus on the pain. Why not to say, listen, I'm giving extreme, like, listen, I had an accident, I lost my legs, or something like that. He said, why focus on that when he said, hey, I'm alive? You know, that guy, I don't know. Does it make sense? Yeah. Oh, look, like an example over the weekend, there's somebody who had an accident. He said, my daughter has an accident. But listen, your daughter is alive, and it's just a car. And everybody agreed.
Yeah. So it's a matter of sort of what we focus on. You know, for our listeners, our esteemed partner here, because he's not a guest, he's a mentor and a friend, and he's part of Productive News over the years now. But in and he's an author of several books, folks. And if you haven't, Better Person Mindset, Be the Best You Can Be. I think it's 9 Things to Think and Act is one, and then Spiritual Truths is another, and there's another book that he's just come out with also related to pranic healing and having gone through the COVID, and I'm going to ask you to speak a little bit about that before you have to leave, but I'm just thinking about the Better Person Mindset, excuse me, the Better Person Mindset book, and I encourage you all, you can look it up on Amazon, it's there. And there's things about power of thought, and that's just one that comes out, power of thought, you know, what we think. You know, there's a book, As a Man Thinketh, that speaks a lot about that. So thoughts are things, and, you know, you touch into some of that in that book. I get a lot, you know, I come back to that book. It's like a reference manual, sort of, Better Person Mindset, Master Glenn. I do. I go back to it just to, you know, pick through it and certain things that are happening with me, and I'll just pick it up and go to one of the chapters, like gratitude or some of the other things that I have to come back to just to help me ground myself. But what comes to mind now is that whole power of thoughts in your book. Thoughts are things. I mean, everything around us is a thought, really. I mean, the chair was sitting and someone had to think of it before they designed it. So, and that's just a small aspect of it. And I know, you know, you being a master in pranic healing, you know, it gets into an aspect of intention. Would you say, Master Glenn? I mean, what we intend, yeah. I believe, manifests itself.
Yes, yes, yes. The power of thought, just to piggyback on that, the according to my teacher, Grandmaster Cho Kok Soi, he said it starts with thoughts. We should take care of our thoughts by doing some inner reflection and looking at our thoughts. We realize that we will be able to. The thoughts are the seeds, and the words and the actions are the fruits. So if we are able to be aware of our thoughts, we will be able to be aware of what's happening to us. Something like a good example is we become aware. Why I'm angry person. Say, for example, I keep on cursing. Then I do inner reflection. I said, you're an angry person. Then only when we realize that that's happening that we could change it. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
So if we are aware of what is happening, then we realize we could do something.
So just that awareness is a powerful, powerful thing. And the awareness of our thoughts is a powerful thing. And from what you just said, just the awareness, if we could catch ourselves in the midst of an anger storm, you know, something was said that does not rub us the right way. If we can just catch that idea of that, didn't feel good. That rubbed me the wrong way. maybe we could react in a more productive way, that awareness.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Master Glenn, I'm feeling as though I'm sensing that you're getting close to a time frame where you have obligations that are pressing, and I will be tuning in at the top of the hour for the full moon meditation. Folks, I'll repeat it, and I'm going to repeat it before we go off in about 15 minutes. After Master Glenn has gone to prepare, that you'll want to tune in this evening. It's very important, as we are just discussing, for numerous reasons. For a global reason, we're going to be meditating with hundreds, if not thousands, of other people around the world with one intent, and we talked about power of thought, and that is just for productivity. Imagine thousands of people at the same time with the understanding and appreciation of the power of thought, meditating, drawing on the energies, and the energies are real. Dr. Mendoza, I'm going to actually ask you to do two things, if you would. Would you share your book, and then if you could just close out on energy, just something to be said, but I want you to share with us the book, if you would, just a few moments, in a few sentences, and we'll come back and do a program with it, and then I want you to just talk about the importance and the relevance of just energy that's real. It's as real as your hands that you can put together and rub together, or the sky when you see it in the morning. But excuse me. Go ahead, doctor.
Thank you. What Daryl was saying was that everything is actually, we'd like to always improve ourselves. We never want to be the bad ass or bad guy in the room. We always want to be the better. We want to be a better person. I want to be a better nurse. I want to be a better lawyer, better doctor, better parent, better child, better teenager. That's why the book Better Person series, I wanted to do that like a chicken, was that the chicken soup or something like that? The better teen mindset, the better grandparent mindset. Everybody wants to get better. And going back to the energy, what is the similarity between us and the global is actually energy. We have energies. The galaxy has energy, our cells has energy. And energy is everything. If we just use it for the good and the positive, we're always on the right track. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you, Master Glenn. I look forward to tuning in for the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. And I'm going to encourage everyone to make sure that they go to fullmoonmeditation.us.
That's US.
And we're going to talk about that some more.
Thank you.
Master Glenn, we'll be talking soon. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
And how can they get to your website for the pranic healing? Because we didn't talk much, but I know there's some information there for them.
PranicHealingUSA.com.
PranicHealingUSA.com, folks.
USA.
To get more information on that. Thank you, Master Glenn. We appreciate your time and your insight. That was PranicHealingUSA.com. Folks, there's so much to be said about what pranic healing is. What is prana? Prana is energy. We were just talking about that. Chi. There's so many words for that energy that Master Glenn was referring to. And if you tune in tonight, you're going to feel it. You're going to sense it. You're going to experience it. You're going to appreciate it. And you're going to utilize it. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that this evening. Pranic healing. USA.com, PranicHealingUSA.com. You know, you want to know a little bit more about what is this pranic healing. I've heard of Reiki and I've heard of other different types of modalities of energy. Well, pranic healing is probably the fastest growing modality of healing in the world. So check it out. And I promise we were going to have Master Glenn back, because as he said, he's become the moon whisperer. I love his humor. Because we always have him on during the full moon, and he's always so gracious to join us during our full moon. And I do that for a reason, folks. And the truth of the matter is, I just simply care. It's part of my nature, and I've come to realize, looking back on my life over these, well, what, 6 decades or so, that it's who I am. It's who I've always been. Throughout all the ups and downs and goods and bads and ins and outs of whatever I've been involved with in my life, at the core of it, at my heart level, that only God and I to some degree know, it's just who I am. And we are who we are, folks, at a core level. And throughout our life, we strive to enhance that and to better understand that energy of who we really are. So yeah, it's true. I just simply care. And that's why when I have the opportunity to talk with Master Glenn, he is world-renowned. He is sought after around the four corners of the globe. My regular listeners know how many times have he been coming off of a flight or getting on a flight going to anywhere in the world, whether it's, I don't know, China or Africa or Australia or anywhere. He's been all over the world, and he's renowned for his acumen. And for me to have that opportunity, and you know, there was a synergy that I believe we both realized when we met well over a decade ago. And because I've always been sensitive to energy, going back at least 25 or 30 years, I think I've mentioned this story to many of you, even going back to just post high school, you know, you hear stories about some folks who, you know, became ministers as teenagers, and it's just a calling. Well, I've always just been sensitive to this energy around me. Just sharing a little insight about Daryl. And even in school, when I went on to post high school and had the opportunity to go to college and resonated with several meditation groups, and we had some transcendental meditation groups, and we had some who were monks on campus, and I just really resonated with that whole concept of this energy force. And being the spiritual person that I am, not to avoid my religion, but not to focus on that at this point. When I say spirituality, just that higher innate intelligent force behind the energy, that in a synergistic way, it just infused me to bring about a greater awareness of who I am. And I'm just so grateful that I've been able to retain that over the years. And all of that is to say, when I have that opportunity, and I've had a few, at least in my lifetime, such as a Master Glenn, that I've had the blessing to cross paths with, and who I've been able to recognize, and they've been able to recognize a certain special synergy there. When I have that opportunity to bring a Master Glenn to the fore in my format here, I want to utilize that opportunity in what I believe is the most productive way possible, and that's why you do find him joining us during the full moon, because it is a special time of the month. There's no question about that. It's just unquestionable by any standard, whether you want to look at it as a science or as an art or a combination of the two. And so with that, I truly encourage everyone to tune in tonight to this special full moon global meditation. And when you go to that website, it is a Zoom, so you use your smartphone or your laptop or your tablet or your desktop, for those of you who are using that. And you're going to get a little bit of a discourse similar to what we had this evening, talking about, in this case, energies, attributes of Libra. Remember, when you meditate under certain energies, and the energies are pervasive, they're etheric, they're throughout. We may not realize it if we're not tuned in. The signal could be there. If we aren't connected, it doesn't matter. And that's where that awareness comes in. So now that you know that these energies are available, right? These Libric, I'll say, energies of balance and diplomacy and beauty, peace, charmingness, love, all of that, money, relationships, the energy that's flowing is like a river. And during certain times of the year, certain things are flowing in that river, and you can go fishing in that river at that time, and you're gonna pick up those things that are flowing past at that time of the year. That's an analogy. And these are the things that are flowing past. So you don't have to be a Libra, right, to be able to pick up on some of these energies. And so this is a good time with everything going on to just kind of take a deep breath and absorb these attributes for the good of all of us. And, you know, we heard Master Glenn talk about, well, at least allude to at minimum, you know, semi-specifically, some of the things going on in terms of our leaders not getting along. You've got the left and you've got the right, and basically that's what a lot of this infighting is. And some are insulted about the way that they're infringed upon. And of course, we, with the good and common sense that we've been blessed with, can ascertain what it is. And I always suggest that at our core, if we step back and just allow ourselves to resonate with ourselves. How do you do that? Meditation. You see, meditation allows you to let go of those unnatural energies that just will attach and attack. Social media driven and other ways driven, public, mainstream, information source driven, or misinformation or disinformation, even more so driven. And those things, they attach themselves to you on a subconscious level. Remember, in the 80s, there was all the conversation in the 70s about subliminal influence, subliminal. It's real. That's some of that is science, too, where, you know, you can have a commercial and certain little things, you know, that are non-visible to the conscious eye flowing across that commercial, and you don't realize that you're being influenced by it. Well, subliminal. Well, there's things that are even as conscious that are just being, you know, spewed. And so how much more would we be influenced by that? So again, the meditation helps with all of that. I call it emptying the spiritual garbage. You know, all spirit is not good. We can be good spirited, we can be bad spirited, right? So we need to empty out the spiritual garbage, and by just getting still sometimes, and Master Glenn does a guided meditation to help you empty out that spiritual garbage. And when you do that, then you have a more clear concept of what's going on around you. And when you can see clearly now, you'll be surprised, perhaps, at what you find. So, with all of that said, we're getting close to approaching the top of the hour, which time yours truly will be tuning in to the full moon meditation this evening. I did have some numbers and cents, and we do numbers and cents for my new listeners pretty much every week with everything that's going on in society. A lot of what's happening now is really politically driven. Unfortunately, the business side of life is driving a lot of the politics right now. It is what it is. It's just the, you know, fact of the matter. But yeah, just speaking, you know, straight numbers and cents, what do I have for you this evening? Well, this week, Republicans had their debates. The leading Republican candidate was not a part of it, which was Donald Trump. And for good reason. I mean, he's ahead in all the polls, even though he's been indicted after indictment after indictment, which is, as I've mentioned before, is very, very clearly a weaponization of our so-called Justice Department. And it's become an injustice department. Master Glenn mentioned it so eloquently that we can't trust our leaders. And it's just obvious. All the, you know, there are polls, and then there are polls, and then there are polls. And I'm not talking about a dance poll or a light poll. Or, I'm just talking about polls of inquiry and how people are thinking. And I'm encouraged when I see the polls leaning towards more justice. No one wants to see injustice in any way, anyhow. And it's, I believe it's more and more clear by our masses that what's happening to a former president is just a form of injustice. And you have those that are going to be diehard. There's some that are diehard and don't have a clue what they're being a diehard about. They're just going with the flow because mom or dad or cousin or girlfriend or boyfriend or just friend or media has told them that that's the position. I'll give you an example. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. You know, some people really got caught on that. I mean, there's low fruit, and I'm sure he received a lot of that low fruit. I'm referring to Biden when he made that statement during the campaign for the 2020 election. And a lot of people bought into it only to find out, as you now know, that, well, this guy's mentor was a grand influencer of the KKK. And many of the bills that he's put out were against blacks. And so the truth will always find its way out. And what we do with it is up to us. And doesn't mean that there's no forgiveness. I truly believe in that. There's always redemption and vindication and atonement. But then there are those who are hard-hearted and there is no regret or compassion for mistakes made. And I think that the masses are seeing that, and that's a reflection of what's being shown in the polls, when someone tells you that what you think you see in a demented person is not that. When you see a person doing a lockstep, don't worry, that's just the way he walks. Don't worry about the fact that he didn't walk that way 3 years ago, or the fact that he can't make a sentence. And that's just your imagination. People are insulted, and I'm hopeful that there'll be a mass change and we'll step up as a society and say, no, I'm not buying into that. So my numbers and cents, in some extent, are from the past, but something that I think a lot of folks just don't realize, and it's political, I'll be the first to say, but it's come out that, well, mortgage rates are hovering, closing in on double digits, which we haven't seen in the last, prior to the last 2.5-3 years. And there's no coincidence. This is all part of the karma that's taking place. So we were hovering in around closer to 1-2% just 4 years ago, and now we're up around 8. So it's hard to purchase a home for those first-time home buyers. It makes it very difficult. You know, a barrel of a barrel of oil, approaching $100 a barrel, where it was half that just 4 years ago. This is from my belief and understanding of life is part of the karma that was destined to happen. And I've made it very clear my opinion. Thank God, again, I'm in America. I can give an opinion. My opinion is that there was some unscrupulous activity that took place during the last presidential election. I stand on that. I have a right to stand on that. And there are those that would say, well, you should not be allowed to say that. Well, for those that believe that mindset, I think you should go to China, or maybe to the Middle East, or maybe to North Korea. If your mindset is that I can't express my mindset, I think you're in the wrong place. And rather than try to change this country to be that way, why don't you just leave? Because this country was built on freedom. And although we went through a horrific time of slavery, the test of time has stood out to prove itself. Because we've gone through that. And yes, here we are as former slaves, as an African American, free. And is there racism? Yes, there is. Is there bigotry? Of course there is. And without being negative, but being realistic, probably always will be. But freedom, we're talking freedom, that's something that we have and we should cherish, and we should not let the race baiters use some other ideology for political purposes. And so, I gave you my numbers and cents. The numbers speak for themselves, folks. If you look at the inflation number of where we are now compared to where we were 4 years ago, and the last number I'll leave you with is something that I think is as critical as anything, and that is the range of our illegal border infringement, which now even our democratic cities are saying, no mas, no mas. Our sanctuary democratic cities are saying no mas because someone opened up the floodgates, the person in the White House, for political purposes, and it's destroying the country. There's no question. There's no doubt about that. I'm so proud, and I've been so proud that we're the apple of the eye of the world in terms of freedom and our Constitution, which says that every person is created equal and we have inalienable rights, and that we welcome those who come into our country by legal means. And the fact is, it is totally irresponsible to completely disavow the rights of those people who are living in this country, doing that which is right in terms of abiding by the laws, which is, I'd say, estimate of about 95% of America, and then you're going to open the floodgates to criminals, to terrorists, unvaccinated individuals for political sake. And please don't try to play psychology with the American public by saying that these individuals have a right to seek asylum. That is such a bold-faced, nasty, irrefutable, disingenuous, unmitigated distraction of a fabrication towards that which would be true. In other words, in no way is that intended to mean that you're going to just allow any person unvetted to come into this country. Right now, we probably have terrorist cells throughout the country. We're finding now an unprecedented amount of males, and I know the emotional piece of this was, well, we have women and children. Well, now it's predominantly males, and they're not just coming from across the border. Finding a high number of Asians coming across the border. You see, this is, I have to believe, because it's good and common sense, an attempt to destroy our country, or at least dismantle our country from the inside out. And anybody that would be truthful to themselves knows that that's what's happening. Our cities are being torn apart economically. You know that if you're on a plane, you're supposed to take, or a boat, you're supposed to take care of yourself first. You can't help someone if your glass is empty. And right now, with an estimate as high as 14 million, and I don't think it's that high. I've heard extreme numbers But I could be wrong. It could be 14. But the lowest I've heard is 4 million. You're talking about adding a few states to our country of illegal immigrants. And where are they going? They're going into cities and they're draining resources. This country wasn't made to be a dump for any and everyone in the world. So everyone around the world just come to America, regardless of the citizens who are living here, who are doing the right thing. Anyone will take criminals, will take people who truly are in need, and everyone in between. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. And hospitals are going to be closing. People are going to be, who live here and doing the right thing, their resources are going to be challenged. There's some cities who are saying, well, we have to cut back on our social services. We have to cut back on garbage collection. We have to cut back on security because we have to house these people. And we're providing them with cell phones. Many are being provided with air flight. Where is that money coming from? I would dare say that we're being misrepresented in such a large way by our Senate, which is predominantly Democrat. And this isn't a Democrat or Republican thing, because if the Republicans were doing this, I would be talking the same thing about them, and I have if you listen to my show over the last 12 years. It's strictly political, strictly political. So where's the money coming from? Who's paying for this? Why are our taxes going up? Why are they, I'm talking about the Democrats, just being straight honest, why are they adding or trying to add 87,000 agents, investigative agents, to peer into your pocketbook? Certainly not to get to that fraction of 1% who have all the money, supposedly. And so we need to take a stand, and I'm very enthused, as I said, as I look at the numbers and I see especially the number of African Americans who are saying no mas. The numbers have doubled in the last 3 months in terms of the number who are waking up and saying, this is wrong. I'm not going to be a fool. Obama didn't raise a fool. I mean, she said, yeah, you know, Democratic people are for poor people and Republican are for rich, but that's all changed now. And now I'm looking back and I'm able to do some real research and I'm finding out, wow, what really happened when there was a change? Because it was Republicans that freed the slaves. You can go to any books that do your research. So, I think it's time to go home. Go back home. It's temptation set where you belong. Yeah. Sad but true. But I am encouraged. I truly am encouraged with the numbers. People are waking up and saying, wow, I fought this and I fought this. And I've always said if you try to ignore the truth, eventually it'll be an anvil. An anvil is not a small, light object. It'll start with a pebble. It'll start with what may seem like a pebble, but the pebble was just a little chip off of a piece of granite. And if you ignore it, guess what's coming? Eventually the granite, the whole boulder's coming. And we saw it within, what, less than a year? And we saw it within just a few days. When he just abruptly closed the pipeline, not slowly, but he just fired 60,000 people through an executive order when he came into office. That's just a fact. He closed the pipeline. He says, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a message. And he's been sending messages ever since. And within a year, he gave up our most strategic, I would say, land on the planet when he gave up the Air Force base in Afghanistan. Folks, $83 billion. Some of the most high-tech equipment that the United States has developed was left for our Chinese adversaries. And then you wonder, is there really anything to Biden being involved with China? I think he paid off his for within the first year. And then they want to indict Trump for questioning. If you don't know the story behind this, you really should feel kind of foolish. Well, maybe not, because, you know, you're human and things happen. You get the wool pulled over your eyes. But I'm telling you now so you can say, I didn't know the light red means stop. I'm telling you, because now you know red means stop, green means go. The impeachments, the indictments, some of them, were about Trump questioning whether or not there was something going on with Biden and Hillary. And the proof has come out that, yeah, because they're all under investigation, yeah, there was something. So do we undo the impeachment? Nah, probably not. Truth is coming out. And you got your Whoopi Goldbergs and your Sunny, whatever her name is, and Joy, whatever that name is. It's just, think of the names, Whoopi, Sunny, Joy. That's an oxymoron. Oxymoron. You got your CNNs, you got your MSNBCs. These folks are kind of, well, kind of unscrupulous, if you ask me. So, that is time for me to get on my full moon meditation, folks. I just encourage you to just think outside the box just a bit. Look at the karma of what's happening right now. $83 billion. 700,000 weapons. 700,000. They say Afghanistan is one of the largest weapons dealers now. And by the way, that Air Force base was only about an hour flight from China's missile development. I wonder if that's a coincidence. We just, okay, I'm in office now. I promised you I would destroy our strategic advantage, China. Because he did that. That's, can't question it. He gave up an Air Force base that was within an hour of China. Kind of put them at bay, right? And then he allowed a Chinese balloon to fly over the state. You can't make this up. Yeah, it's not personal. It's just good and common sense that my dad and mom raised me to have, and so did yours. It's just that I'm using mine. Well, folks, that's it for this evening's program. I encourage you to go to fullmoonmeditation.us. Tune in. I love you. Truly do. God bless you. Truly, truly. And fullmoonmeditation.us. Take a deep breath. Get into some meditation. Free your spirit. Free your soul. Open up your mind. Open up your heart. And the truth will be enlightened. You know, I was reading something. We'll talk about it next week. About the truth. Truth be told. Oh, it's after 8. Got to go, folks. I love what Master Mendoza said. He said, focus on the positive. Remember? Exit the positive. Until next week. Love you.
Combine it to negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum.